And then when the person sends money through Venmo, the scammer claims they didn't get the money, even though it was processed, you know, for real. So the person will get a text message that looks official from Venmo that says the transaction didn't go through, but the scammer has that set up on a fake different number or, you know, like a spoof number. And so it looks really legit. So then the victim is prompted to send another deposit for the item, which doesn't even exist. Basically, that's how they take the money. And then once they get the money, they cease communication and they're gone and they change numbers.